ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Katz. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Rabbi and Mrs. Chaim Shlomo Metz, Le'ili Nishmas, Rabbi Aaron Brafman Zatzal, Harav Aaron Mordechai ben Shlomo Zalman Zatzal.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize, a full set of Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
The Gemara on Sanhedrin Daf Kufay, Bez Hashem, we're going to start on the Balam of Kuf Dalet on the base. That's where the Gemara starts. As the Gemara asks, Mimanan, who made this list? We had a list in the Mishnah of Dalet Melachim and Gimel Hed, and Gimel Melachim and Dalet Hed Yaitis. Who made this list in the Mishnah? What's the shail of the Gemara? Mean manon. So many Maimari Chazal, and we don't have a question of who said the Maimar Chazal. As the Marsha, B'yes Arichus, in the Sefer Be'sheva, the Mazber, that Bishleim by regular Maimari Chazal, which are Tali and Chachma, is Tali and Chachma, say a Maimar Chazal. We don't ask me who said it. Of over here, when we're handling, who's the Ben Olam Haba? Is it something which is totally by Kaddish Baruch Hu? How does a person know who did mitzvahs? What a person does, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. Like it's beforeish in the Hemshech of the Gemara with Shlomo HaMelech, that they wanted to count him as the Einloi Chelik Lo'olam Haba. And at the end Hashem said that you don't know, only Hashem knows. It's thus Frank the Gemara, Mimanon, who's possible to make a list, who's a Ben Olam Haba, who's not a Ben Olam Haba. Fizah the Teretz of the Gemara is the Anshei Knesset Agdoila Zog the Marsha on the Be'er Sheva because they had Nevi'im. As Alpi Nevu'ah, it's shaykh to know what goes on in Shomayim. As that was the Teretz of the Gemara, that the list was Alpi Nevu'ah. Yesh Lodim B'zeh, Aray, we find in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda's Chaylik on one of them. If they said it Midin Nevu'ah, as how could Rabbi Yehuda be Chaylik? Gam, the Darshi Rishumois, the Ramah learns that the Cholik on the Mishnah, they learn all of them come to Olam Haba. As Luchari, you have to say, Gam b'ze oimrim ein Torah min haShemayim, Gam b'nevuah. So nevuah is Moshe Rabbeinu. But if a Navi is Mechadash Abshat, as Kilu, it's Torah's Lab in haShemayim, it's Nitin Lachla, Kimuvan, they're only being Cholik, Mikoyach HaJosh and the Pasek, but still. It's neat and lach-like. The Be'er Sheva asked on this Mahalach of the Marshon, the Be'er Sheva, that how could you say that only Mitoich Nevuah, Arei Chazal was Doirish in each one from Sukkim, She'en Lam Chelik Lo'olam Haba. As L'chayra, this was a regular Chedushay Torah, that they were Mechadish, Al Pi Drashas from Sukkim. It says, Bemis, these drushes are not drushes gmuris. It's not mafurish in the drusha. The only ramazim ba'alma, asmachtes, as Chazal understood, Kil the Gemara understood, that Avada, they're not drushes gmura. There was a previous Messiah. As Frank the Gemara, how could you have such a Messiah? Who could know? L'chayra, you could have asked the Shail of the Be'er Sheva, Benusach Acher. The Be'er Sheva is that, how could we say it's Midin Nevuah, Ayetz Darshim Yipsukim? L'chor, you could ask Nova Shaila. Then he answers, Psesmachta, okay. L'chor, Misfare, Inlam Chelik Lailam Haba. They were Choytu Befirsim. That's Chet Biyad Rama. In L'chor, Chet Biyad Rama Gadol Misu. They were Choytu, Chelik Lam Choytu, Machti, Yisar Rabim. Vada Inlam Chelik Lailam Haba. The Gemara, when it brings a pasuk, L'chayra is because Misvara, and the Gemara is also saying there's also a pasuk. As I say, what do you need Nevuah for? It's so obvious, saying Lam Chelik Lo'olam Haba. Abanire, and Be'etzem, the Darshe Rishumas are Chelik. They say they do have a Chelik in Olam Haba. Yes. do you have to say? Maybe it's possible that they did tshuva, or maybe there was a kapara or something that took off the very yeshla. But nishta zebar, does that mean? The Be'er Sheva has another shayla that Rabbi Yehuda is chaylik in the Mishnah. What Menashe is ain't lechaylik la'olam haba. The Chayri wasn't in the door of Anji Knesset Agdele B'chlal. He was much, much later. How could he be Chaylik Aleyem? He answers that he was Chaylik on the Chachamim B'midor, Sha'amra Memra, and the Kavana is there tiny B'shem the Anji Knesset Agdele? And Menashe in the Chaylik Laylam Haba, tiny debut the name. Anji Knesset Agdele never said such a thing. It can't be. As he's Kilu Chaylik on the Messiah. Lule Divrei, the Mashon, and the Be'er Sheva, that explained the Shalom Mimonam, because it's not possible to know. Only a Navi, so he has Kamakashas on it. You could have learned the reason why the Gemara asked Mimonam is for the Hemshech of the Gemara, because the Gemara is going to want to say, Bikshu Limnai Seidecha, the Anshe Knesset Agdela wanted to add one more. The Shalom Mimonon is not like every member you have to know who said it. No, over here we had a reason because we wanted to continue the story of Bikshu Limnai Seid Echad. It's Bikshu Limnai Seid Echad. They want to put one more Melech on the list. She'en Lechelik La'ilam Haba. Shloima Melech. As what's the reason why? As Masha says, because the Pasuk says, B'Saif Yama Avitu Nashem Es Levavai Lasa Safai Dezarem. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Nun Vav says, "Kol Oimer Shloima Choyte Taya." Hare Shloima wasn't Choyte b'Avodah Zarah b'Emes. Rak Shloim Michu b'Yadam. A person doesn't lose his chelik in Olam Haba if he's not Moichan Oivdei Avodah Zarah. Zulay the Marsha learn Inochinami. It's a machlekes. The Anshe Kedoses Hagdoila Cholkim. Emes Yav a Gemara Adayme by Ruvain. Over there, it's a machlekes if he was chayta or not. As Efsha, this Gemara is chaylik. Dan she knesses agdoila hol. He really did a chet. Lulei dvarav, lemaisa, you could have said that the makar that he's saying lechelik loylam haba. The Gemara and Brisa brings the Brisa on Kuf Gimel Amid Beis that Reb Shimon ben Elazar Amar Mishum Remeya shekol mi shekasev by vayas harab beini Hashem. Is ain't like chelik loylam haba. A Shloim HaMelech was kosev on him by Yasara b'eini Hashem. As they weren't asking misvara, he's alav ben oylam haba. They're asking lemaisa. The klal is kol mi shenema by Yasara b'eini Hashem. Is ain't like chelik loylam haba. As the Gemara says that first the Dmus of David came, they didn't listen. Then afterwards, Bo Esh Min Hashamayim V'Lichra Esh B'Saf Saleim. Fire came down from Shamayim and burnt the Saf Salim. As Masha says, a Gishmak of Pshal in the Gemara, that this was B'Schus, that when Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash and was Mispal Tashem, the Esh came down from Shamayim and ate the Korbanis. As it was Goyim Makovet Hashem, as Oysa Yesh came to be Seirif Oysam, that Esh that he caused. Other Mepharshim want to learn that it's Keneged the Torah of Shlema, the Torah's Nimshal Ke'esh, Aloi Koydvarei Ke'esh, Num Hashem, Yirmiyah Perikov Gimel. The Gemara says, Lamaise, they will loy Shamu Lissimanu Ma'elu. Ziyachal Ha'azba, Alpi the Gemara, Mba Metziah Nun Tesame Beis, you have a Machlekes, Velazar Gadol, the Chachamim, different Zimanim happened, Min HaShemayim. They didn't listen, they said it was Yatza L'Chvaydai. So I didn't can, if she, you could say it was Yatza L'Chvaydai. Obviously, he has a bigger Chiddush because he wasn't there. But Abba Filuach, it was Yatza L'Chvaydai. And then afterwards, went out of Baskol, and they didn't listen to the Baskol. What's the pshat? Also, al derech the Gemara and Bamitzi over there that it went out of Baskol and Yeshua was tying as Tyra lav b'shamayim he. Fizeh, you could be mazben of farshemias. How come the second Baskol they listened to, the first Baskol they didn't? am lefize is doch sehr geschmack. The first Baskel said that this is his chos, he deserves to get Olam Haba. Look, we hold that chos is not enough for Olam Haba. Torah la b'shamayim. The second Baskel said, Torah, that these inyanim are not a chelik of Torah, which is nimsa l'bnei Yodam. Why is Torah la b'shamayim? Because Torah is nimsa l'bnei Yodam. That's in hachraz in dinim of the Torah. Because that's nimsa l'bnei Yodam. That's not Nimsa L'bnei Adam. That's Rak Tali B'Hashem. As I was saying, then they were maskal to the Baskal Achran, because we're saying, Klapi, this din, you don't say Torah La B'Shamayimi. The Baskal Arishin that was Yatsa, it said, Misha Higdim Basi L'Basai, and he was makdim to build a Beis HaMikdash before his palace. Gam, he was Mizdaris in the Beis HaMikdash and only took him 7 years. Mashenki, when he came to his house, it took him 13 years. He wasn't as Mizdaris. Eef Shaloi Mashen, like Chelek Lailam Haba. The Chor, it shows the Mid of Zrizis, the Mid of Ava of Shaloi Mahamelech. But Tzarech Bir was Beseder. He had a Gvaldig Eschus, he did a big Eschus. But afterwards, he did an Avera that was Gairim, Sheyavar Eilam Haba. I read Binyan Beis HaMikdash was in Tchilas Malchusai, in the time where it says he was Chayte Besayf Malchusai. At that time he was a Gevaldiger Ben Olam Haba, he did a big mitzvah. Aber, the Besayf, he did a Chet, as he's in Lechelik Olam Haba, what's Pshat in the Baskol? As even though they were Deicha the Baskol, what was the Haba Mina, what was the Pshat in the Baskol? Yeah, it's Ambuchach, that's the reason why they were Deicha the Baskol. Yeah. But you could be Mazbe the Gemara two ways. You could be Mazbe the Gemara, before we Mazbe the Gemara, Ula, you could have a question on a Dava Daima, famous Meme Chazal. Kol Hashon Halachos, Shtei Halachos, or Halachos B'yoyim, is Muftach Lo Yishu Ben Olam Haba. How can you say it's mutach lo yishu ben olam haba? Maybe do a chet shein lechelik lo olam haba. What is the grace of haftacha? But you can be mazbe in tuwei fanim. You can be mazbe that somebody who does such a tremendous mitzvah like Shlomo HaMelech did, that he built a Beis HaMikdash b'Zrizus, a zikher, a Kodesh Baruch Hu watch over him, that he shouldn't do a chet sheyigrom shein lechelik lo olam haba. And there's certain schusim that a person does that kilu he zeicher teshmira. He reached a certain madrega. He's not going to lower himself afterwards. But yesh ladnal said, and that's what he's muchta ben olam haba when he learns to halachas hayoyim, to shmira. But yesh ladnal said, mi yechnan koin gadol, shayu koin gadol shmoinim shamna. Saif Nasi Stuki, the Mishnah Novice says on this, Altan Ma'atzmachad Yoim Moisai. Epshirabi Machalik, that over there is talking about a person that Kilu did normal, Taira Mitzis, Rav Mitzis, he was a tzaddik, a maladaber. About Mold is a meyuchadigus chus that has a koyach to be shamer on a person. That's one way of learning. Another way of learning. Also, Chiddush is a mold is a mitzvah that's machriya keneged kol averus, and gam an avera that normally makes a person in lechelik loylam haba, but sometimes you could do as a mitzvah gdaila that it could make that he should have a chelik loylam haba. As there's a musig that the mitzvah gdailas that are machriya keneged averus, this is a famous Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva Perigimel. Halacha Beis, that the Rambam says, Misha Roiva Menosov, Meis Miyad. He was bombing the Rambam, the Ravitz Kasha, there are many Rishayim that don't die right away. Azok the Rambam, because there are times that people do mitzvahs that a shakal can get harbe averus. It's Raka Kodesh Baruch who knows the weight. He brings a raya from the Ben of Yerovam that let the people go up to be Eilel Regel. As you see, there's this musig that mitzvahs way more than averus. As over there is talking about misa b'olam hazeh. However, the Lecha Mishnah is mefarish it's going on the Din La'ilam Haba. Even in the Din La'ilam Haba, is a mussig that one mitzvah could weigh more than many averus. However, you could be matre that over there is talking about when the reason why he's going to get him is roif averus, taif. As if you do a mitzvah which weighs a lot, that could be shekel more than the ribuy of the averus. But over here is a different problem. It's a problem of ein lo chelik loilam haba. Because it's different. With Frat, you could be Maisif, that there's a famous Shaila. The Rambam says that someone who doesn't believe in the Yud Gimel Ikrim is a Koifer, ve'in lechelik loyla maba. One of the Yud Gimel Ikrim is Misha Maimin, that Hashem doesn't have, you have to have a Muna, that Hashem doesn't have a Guf. As the Ravid in Hilchas Tshuva asked on the Rambam, the Harbei Toivim, Tzadikim, that made a mistake, and they saw the Psukim say that Lashon of Gufan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they understood it Kipshutai. They mamish with Tzadikim, they did the best they can, they were Tmimim, you're going to say that they lose their Chelek in Olam Haba? Reb Chaim answered the Shaila of the Ravid B'das HaRambam, Nebuchok Apikairis, Zecher and Apikairis, Be'er Dvarov, that you need a certain something to be a Ben Olam Haba. It's not the vote, it's an oinish for that Veira, that you could tie in if he's a Shaygig, why should he lose it? It's not so Chomer. You have to be Maimin in Emunas Hashem in order to be Zeichat Olam Haba. Because even if you're a Nebuch, but Lamais, if you're missing it, you're not Roy Olam Haba. As Lafi said, that together, Vein Lechelik Olam Haba, is that you ain't a Roy, because you're missing an emunah, as it's much more reason to say, Bishlema, if the reason is the choymer avera, as then you could say that if there's a mitzvah which has such a tremendous chus, it can outweigh the choymer of the avera. But if you the way Reb Chaim's learning the Rambam, it's the word in choymer avera. It's the word, you're not roy. You can have a gevaldige mitzvah, but you're not roy to get there. B'daimel is that you have in the Gemara on Daf Kuv Gimel on Bitbeis. The Gemara says, Shaloi manu micha ba Mishnah. The Gemara asks, why weren't we manu micha in the Mishnah? Shein lechelek loilam haba. The Gemara says that because pitoi mitzuya lo ivrei drachim. So over there also, we saw you could be mistapik. Doesn't mean the schus of pitoi mitzuya lo ivrei drachim was machriya loilam haba. Then you'd have a makar. Over here, we saw the Yad Ramah that Gemara says not that way. Yad Ramah says that it's just the time why he wasn't in the Mishnah, but Avada, he's Ein Lo Chelek Lo Olam Haba. Question was, Lefi Tosis in Saita that learns the other ones, the ones later on in Kuf Daled, when the Gemara answers that the reason why it was no Mana is because Brahm is Aka Abba, as it means. Or because he was Neschap Raveirus. It means the reason why he was Laimana was because he does have a Chelik Lailam Haba. So Shailid, would we have a Makkah from Taisis to argue in the Ramah? He didn't say it in the beginning ones. But Efshet's Mashma, that they're all the same. Yeshless topic. If you would say it's Mashma that Taisis learned all of them the same, because Taisis is Medayik from the fact it was Loiman in the Mishnah that it is a Chelik Loilam Haba, there's a Ksazdiyak in Taisis that way. Then we'd have a Makkah from the Gemara that Taisis holds that there could be a mitzvah that could override Zaveris. This also is a makom topic in the Darshei Rishumos that they say kolelu yeshlam chelik loilam haba. They have a makom from. Shaila is what are they arguing on? Father, they did a veira sheinlam chelik loilam haba. As while b'seif de zeicha, zeida pam yeshlam. Maybe they did a mitzvah which is machriya keneged averus. Once we're machadish, there is such a musik. Or you could be deich and say that the oinish that they were makabel was so great that it took off the Avera, the Mage, Ein Lechelik Loilam Haba. Masha is Mazbe the Drasha, that the Gemara, the Dershi, Rishumas Darshan, Li Gilad, Alachav Shenofel, Beramat Gilad. Why is the Pasik being Meramiz on Achav Belashin Gilad? As it's coming to be Megalatus, why he was Eichetalim Haba? Because he was Mace Bemisa Meshuna, because it was Nischapra love. But over here also, L'chayra, in this way of learning, like the Masha, also be a Raya like Rav Chaim. Bishlam, if you learn, it's the word of Chaimer Aveira. Then you could say, you got a Misa Meshuna, that's Mechapra love. But L'chayra Rav Chaim, that he's Eina Roy. It's not Shaykh Kapara Khair. Yomar then says, Dolshe Rishumais, Hayayimim Kulam Boyin, Loilam Haba. In the Darshan Samapasik, the Kulam Aboyim, Loilam Haba. The Rashi says, what does it mean, Dolshe Rishumais? Rishumais means Psukim, that they tied it on the Mishnah as the Raya from a Pasik, not that way. Rama learns that Elchinami the Cholek on the Mishnah. In the Sefer Pi Tzadik, it's a Likud from Sefer Reb Tzadik that he brings from Tzadik Mahalchem. He wants the Tanya that he's not Cholek on the Mishnah. Ayin Sham. The Pashas of the Gemara, learning the Gemara, you would understand the Darshe Rishumos hold that these people, Yeshlam Chelik Loilam Haba, the Drasha is going on Miyuchadiga people. I'm not saying everyone. It's Einlam Chelik Loilam Haba is Lusayf Bali Day Oilam Haba. Mesh Shapiro was maybe Leshem. Leshem is one of the Sefer Kabbalah. You say this, the Kubalim. And wants to be mechadish that l'fi darshei rishumis everyone has a tikkun. Now everyone that's ein lam chelik loilam haba l'b'sayif has a tikkun. Hakadosh Baruch Hu makes sure everyone has a gviser tikkun. It's a chiddush gadol. It's a gevaldik limud zchus. Everyone l'b'sayif have a tikkun. No, but it's a chiddush. Can I get the pashtus? Brings also yes on himself in the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah and Yad Zayin that says Ein Lechelik Loilam Haba is indeed in the Dairi Dairis Pashas Mashma. There's no Tikkun. He wants the Tanya no, the Besayf, there is a Gviser Tikkun. Gemara on the top of Kufay, the Gemara brings that the Darshan Zuma Posik. Madu Hashayvu Amazeh Yushalayim Meshuvah Nitzachas. The Maradarshans, that there was a tshuva Nitzachas, the Mashah explains that Avada L'Besayif, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered it, but it means there was something that looked like a tshuva Nitzachas. As the Mahalach of Shmuel is, Shem Tanu, Shem Avodim, Shemachru Rabbam. The Isha Shigir Shabailo. As a Mela, they're not Meshubit HaKadosh Baruch Hu anymore. The Hezbir in the Taina is that we find in Tanakh Kama Yachasim Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael. One of them is that we're Avodim Lashem, either Mishum Briyas HaOlam, like Kulanu, Gam B'Yitzias Mitzrayim, Hashem was Koinus Ba'Avodim Tachas Mitzrayim. That's been Yuchat to Klal Yisrael. Voidoifin of Yachas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Yisrael is Isha. That it's called the Isha, Skip Sakim Mashiach Shirim, Uba'id Makaimais. As Klal Yisrael was tining, that there's a hefsik in both of these relationships. That mitzad Isha, Hashem gave them a gerushin. And Hashem threw them out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house, Kilu Eretz Yisrael. Tzad Avodim, Hashem sold them to the Nebuchadnezzar. As what did Hashem be tying Bechazara? It's Mazbe the Masha. That on the Taina that they were Gerishin, Hashem said, no, I never was Megarish you. Rak, I was Shaleich you, Mishum Shepasha Ban. A lady does something terrible, she gets thrown out of the house. Doesn't mean she's divorced. But he says, your Averis will cause you to get thrown out of the house, for he never divorced you. You could learn that there was a gerushin, but Hashem Stein mitzidi, I want the marriage. Mitzidecha, you were the one that caused the problems. As soon as you fix it, I'm ready to come back. Taiva the Mashal learns that it means that there was no gerushin bechlam. And Taina, that they're no longer avodim because they were sold to Buchanetzer, is that the Gemara and the Hemshech said, Buchanetzer is nikra Eved Hashem. Not because he was a grace tzaddik, like all the other people in Tach that were called Ever Hashem. His wife, we call him Ever Hashem. Ametcha, that even a Rasha is the Ever Hashem, and whatever he's koine is koine to Hashem, because Masha koine Ever koine Rabbi. But Hashem was telling them, it's not possible if you ever go out of my Rishus, because everything in the world is in my Rishus. But you're still my Avodim. Rabbi Baruch Hama tainted a different taina. The day tainted shelo yichoin laza b'tshuva yishem shay yetzaharu shaylet banu. The kavana is they were chayte chet kol kach harbe chatayim that they can't, the yetzaharu was shined shaylet legamri aleihem. There's nothing they could do to be chayza b'tshuva. Hashem amalem yisru yitzreichem. Dainu, there's no such thing. You could always be chayzer b'tshuva. It's just hard. Yisu yitzveichem. It's hard for you. It's yisurim to control yourself. But every person could control yourself. This is a limud gadol lididan sheteid lecha. There's certain yana people feel it's just too hard for me to work on. That's what klal yisal taina. That we worry that avera too much. It's too hard for us to control ourselves. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Yisu, it's hard. I'm asking, I understand. If it's possible, it's kedai to do it. Yisu yitzreichem. As pashtus, the pirush of Yisu is with just control yourself, that itself is Yisurim. The Gavitz wants to learn, it means with Taichachas Musa, like the Gemara in Daf Hei, the Brachas, it says that's the way a person is mitkaber on the Yetzer. But this Gemara is a gewaldige limud lekulanu. Never ever think you will chayte in a way that you can't do tshuva. No matter how much, it's always possible to do tshuva. Veshagamze, you could learn in the Gemara we had before that Bnei Banav, Shel Sancheriv, and other Rishayim, Haman, Bukhayza b'tshuva. Gamze was a limud misham. Every person, every chet, avit shayich to mechoyzer b'tshuva, a person could always come back. And that's the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Yud Zayin, the famous story of Elazar ben Dodaya, as well, kol zaynah sheba'olam, mushches, hayim v'nayra. Afilu hachi, mechoyzer b'tshuva, mesayv zachal olam haba. There's never a time that we can. It could be hard. Very hard. But if you do it, and if you keep it up, Bez Hashem, Abalatayim, Asayin, Oisai, Uyatzliach, Bez Hashem. The Gemara then goes on to be Mefarish, the Arbid Yaita, Shein Lam, Chilik, Loilam, Hamu, Bilam, Doigach, Toifel, Ve, Gechsi. The Gemara's first Mefarish, Bilam. As the Gemara makes a diak, that Bilam is in the Chalik Lahaba, Masha, because he was Bilam, he was a Rasha. Bilam was a guy. Masha was Shai Goyim Yeshlam Chalik Lahilam Haba. Only Bilam, who was a Rasha, in the Chalik Lahilam Haba. The Gemara brings Machlekes Tanayim, that's a Machlekes of Belazar and Rabbi Yeshua. Yeshua Taka learns up in a pasuk, and the Gemara brings that this man, the Yama, learns up in a pasuk. That's what he was tiding Thomas Nafshi Mois Yisharim Bilam. He wanted to be Zeicha Lo'elam Haba, because it's possible for a guy to be Zeicha Lo'elam Haba. Lamaisi, he wasn't, because he was Pagim. So how do we hold Laloch in this Machlaikis? The Rambam in Hilchus Malachim, Periches, Aloch Yud Aleph, is Pasuk. The Rambam is Maisif. It's Dafka if they were Shamru Zayim Mitzvah Bnei Noach Mishum Shashem Siva. Meaning it's not enough that misfara they held it's a righteous thing to do, a good thing to do. It has to be they're doing it because Hashem siva. Zubim b'kushet Hashem to be zeicha toilam haba. The svarim bring from the Zayah Chodosh in Rus. He says even if the Tana that holds that yesh l'gayim chelek l'olam haba, but it doesn't mean ba'isay madrega and ba'isay makam shel Yisrael. This would be a makam to be mazber, tagim genesim min alzir, and heinam levadad yishkan, which is also a medrash. One makam that levadad yishkan means l'olam haba, that Klal Yisrael will be alone. The gayim won't be with them. אז לחייר גוי יש לו חלק לעולם הבא. הכיוון is there's a חלק of עולם הבא that a guy doesn't get to. It's shot in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah that you know the base that there were kvisa goyim that did big mitzvahs. They were told, but if you want to get the full chelek in olam haba, you have to do a bris mila. Bris mila, the kavan, you have to be makabel yiddishkeit. Because that's the way, even though they'll get olam haba, but the shpitz that you have to do a gerus. As Bilam said when he wanted to go to olam haba, Thomas Nafshi Mois Yesharim. So Mikan is a remez to the famous Midrash Tilim that says, "Design kitim la'ilam haba." The closest kat Hashem, which is the one which gets the most nenem yiziv hashchina, is Yesharim. As that was the tefillah of Bilam that he wanted to be in la'ilam haba with the Yesharim. See the importance of Yashus. Gemara, thus is the Yisugya. Gemara then continues and it says Chutzah is Mayol Klapish Maya. What's the Pshat? Chutzah is Mayol Klapish Maya. As the Maral is Mazber with the Gemara in Makis that says a Klal V'derech Shadim Reitz Leilech Meilich and Isai. As a Meilech, if somebody is a mechutzif and he wants to do something even though it's connected to Ratzon Hashem, Harei Dan Hogav Hashem is B'derev Shadim Reitzel Leilech Meilich and Isai. But you have to make a big Adgashel and race. He gets his way, but it could be not good for him, because over here Bilam got his way and he went and besides he got his yenis, he wasn't able to do what he really wanted to do. V'hoid, he was killed in Olam Hazeh. Is nitcha from Olam Haba. It's not always a good if a person persists and is stubborn and gets his way, because many times he gets his way, but he's dead anyway. Then the Gemara says that the koyach of Bilam was that he was a yedeya das. Elyain. As the Gemara explains, what was Yedeya Das Elyain? That he knew the rega that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Kayas. There's one rega that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kayas. As the Moshe explained, that the rega that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kayas means that an Oisei rega is this man with Shailat Milus Adin. Every day there's one rega where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Noig V'midas Hadin. V'midas Hadin is Shailat. That's why it's a Mesukin Dika rega. It's David Cohn, who is Maisif on this, he wrote a gra in the Sefer Kol Eliyahu. It's Masbe Hemshech Gemara, which is very Geshmak, this Abtaich. In the Gemara, it brings that in the Hemshech, the bottom of Kufay and Beis, it brings that there is one man, the Yama says, a Malach was Soysim Piv. And the other one says, Nosim Piv Chika. What's the difference if he's Soysim Piv and Nosim Piv Chika? As he says, the Goyin says that the way a chiko works when it catches a dog is it gets stuck on the dog and it causes its tongue to come out. He says it's coming to be Miramis that there were two things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to Bilam. Malach Sasan Piv is what he wanted to say, Hashem didn't let him say. Chika means that Hashem made him say things that he didn't want to say. Al-Kacha, he had to say them. As the guy says, Bemis, both of them are true. Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. And he's Mazber, a Pasuk, in the Torah, Al-Pisa. He says that Bilam, the way he wanted to cause bad things to happen to the Yid, is he wanted to be Mekachik with Midas Adin. This Kreitch is like Mamish, like Ramosha, that's that regular Midas Adin. Is he wanted to be masker on them, the two Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that are Midas Adin. That's one of the two Shemus that are Midas Adin, Elakim, Midas Adin, and Ka, is Midas Adin. As when he said his klala, when he wanted to say his klala, he started to say these shemus. And Hashem was hipuch the shemus. So how was Hashem hipuch? As a muscle, what he wanted to say Elohim, as Hashem was mafsikoi be'emsa, and he just said rakel, because kel is the shame of midas arachim, like keli keli lama zavtani. Kel itself is midas arachimim. That's like the mandiyama that the malach was ikvoy ledaber. That's the first part of the pasuk. It says ma'ekev loikova kel. Dahainu, he tried to do ekoiv, but he couldn't because kel. He only could get out of his mouth kel. He couldn't even get out of his mouth the elokim. And the other way he tried to do a klala was with the shame of yud kei. Ko. As Hashem made over here, that b'mkoyim to say ka, you should say the shame yudke vavke, which is the shame of rachamim. So I pshat in the hemshel of the pasuk ma'ezem loizoim yudke vavke. Tiny, when he tried to be zoim with the shame yudke, as Hashem made it into a shame yudke vavke. As you see in the goyim, the zelba nekuda, that the kivun of Bilam was to be Makachrig, to be Ma'ir, the Midas Hadin. As the Fizeh Zeh Gishmak, what it writes in Parshas Kisese, when it says that Lo Yovi Hamoini V'moy Avi B'kal Hashem, because they were Seicha Bilam to give a Klala, and Hashem was Mahabir B'klala L'bracha Ki Avecha. As you see, that the reason why Hashem was Mahapach was the Mid of Ava. Kiyadua, the Mid of Ava, Rachmanis, is the Hepach of Midas Adin. So that's the word that Mi'aves Hashem Lysanu, Hashem was not Koyes. That's a pshat in the Oymek. Hashem didn't give any anug of Kas and Din, but Isai Zman. The Archaim over there is Madgish that Mi'avis Hashem, because Be'etzim there was what to be Mekachik. There were Chataim that Klal Yisrael did and Bilam wanted to be Maske them. Mi'avis Hashem, Hashem didn't look at the Chataim. Be'emes, Zema Shekosu Batayr in the Bracha. Lo Yibit Oven Be'yakov, Lo Yroa Amal Be'yisrael. It's not Stam he's saying it. Nahainu Mishum Ze, Ein Lo Koyach Lekalel. Because Hashem's like Mistakal Alaveris, Hashem alike of Yimai, Vichuas Melech Boy. Rashi says, Adain Chivas Amelech Boy. Now, he was coming to be Makachig, Hashem should get upset, and not be Noig B'midas Ahava. He wasn't able to, because Lo Hibirav and B'Yakov, Lo Raham will be Yisrael. The Fizet, Ramesha was Mazbir, that if the reason why Bilam couldn't give a klala was because the hanhag of Avas Hashem, because he wasn't able to be Mekachig, so Moshe said that's Pshan in the Hemshech of the Gemara on Daf Kuvav, that Bilam was nights in the Eitzah, Kedei Lahachshel Klal Yisrael. So what Eitzah did he give? The Eitzah of Znus. Why did he give the Eitzah of Znus? Because the Lashon of the Gemara on Daf Kuvav Amir Aleph is, is Elokim shel Elu soinei zima. Dainu. If the reason why he couldn't get a klala was miroiv avas Hashem. As Bilam said, let's be ma'ira that Hashem shouldn't love them anymore, that Hashem should hate them, and then we'll be able to do bid for them. That's why Ibn Dafka was miyayitz on znus, because that's koirim echas v'shalom. There should be a hanaga hepechava. This is a gewaldige limud l'didon. And avada, you have to be shomer from zima, because it's an avera of echas v'shalom being nispashed ba. We see Zima has such a koyach to be makachig on Klal Yisrael. Because Sayne Zima Hashem. We see Bechush that when they were Avram Vinayis Midian, as there was a magefa that went out to be Mechale, and it was killing all over. Amish, I even know the amounts that were killed if someone went to came and stop it. As there were other chatayim that they did, that they didn't start dying right away. By zima miyad, that kind of person has to be careful. Chas v'shalom, there shouldn't be such a kitchuk. Stasis in Avodah Zarah and Avdalid and Brachus Dav Zayin asked that if the rega that HaKadosh Baruch Hu koyes was only a rega, Zim Kane, what could he have said in that rega also? Anyway, it's only a quick rega. What kind of a klala could he give? As one teretz of Tosfos is that he would have started giving the klala that rega, and once you started that rega, what he continued would have worked also. Baruch HaShulchan wants to boy from here, Rizig Yechidish La'alocha, that if someone starts Kriyashma before Zman Kriyashma, and he continues, it's called, he said the whole Kriyashma, Zman Kriyashma. Somebody says Tefillah, he starts before Shkia. He could continue Mincha after Shkia. As you see in Taisis, once you haskel in the Zman, Asif Nimshach Acha Haskala. Yesh Lodin on the right, Yadarach HaShulchan. Taisis is talking about a Klala, just Talin Kasav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When there's this man, there's this man. Maisa, the Mishnah Berurah Paskin is not like the Aruch HaShulchan. Kenera, the Chavetz Chaim, it's only a din in Klala. Can buy from there the Kriyashma and Tefillah. Taisus Lamaisa gives another teretz. Taisus says that he could have said a short word that's a Klala, which is Kalim, Chaf Lamed Mem. And Taisus and Avodah Zarah says, Lefizeh, what does it mean? Hashem was Mahabach the Klala Lebracha. Because Hashem turned the word Kolem into Melech. So Moshe Shapiro was Masbel Tosfos, that Tosfos is not saying just a play on words, that Hashem switched the words from Kolem to Melech. No, Tosfos is explaining what's the reason why the Klala wasn't able to be Shailen on them. Because Kal Yisrael's Mamlichim Hashem, it's the Kriyashma, the Kabbalah's mitzvahs, the Munah b'Kadosh Baruch Hu, as that gufa was goyrim, that the klalov shouldn't be able to be chal on them. Mishum zeh, the hipoch was al yedei the words melech, because Klal Yisrael is the am that are mamlichim Hashem. As a mele, when someone wants to try to say kolam Hashem, is mahapachit lemelech. You could add with another yisoid that the Moshe said over from the Svarim HaKadoshim, that the neshama of a person is morkav from three chalakim. Neshama b'mayach, ruach b'lev, and nefesh b'kovet. I know the ikka neshama of a person is in his mayach, in his brain. The ruach, which is another chelik of the neshama, is in his lev. The nefesh is in the kovet. The avoid of a person is that his mayach should be shelit on his lev, which is his midas, his kovet, which is his taiva. And then a person is a melech. If chas v'shalom, a person is noyig lehepuch, that the taiva makes the ritzainus halev, and then he starts using his brains to be able to get his taivas, and the inventions people make with their brains, that people should be able to fill their taivas, as then he's kelem, chof, kovid, lev, melech. Kelem is miloshen busha, As when Bilam said Kelem, he was trying to mekatrek. Klal Yisrael goes busted their taiva. Look how many chatayim they did. As a Kodesh Baruch Hu answered back, Melech. No, be'etzem Klal Yisrael, their chefse is their mamlech HaKodesh Baruch Hu. As a melu, you can't give them the klala of Kelem. If he's there also, it's Gishmak, he tried to be machtiyem biznus. The mocker to what Ramesha said that the Mahapach was Mikoyach Eschus is from the Hemshech of the Gemara. The Gemara in the Hemshech says that Kulam Chazu Leklala. As Lama Chazu Leklala, Hashem was Mahapach in the Bracha. As Ramesha said, Vais Techois, when afterwards, when they were Mitkalkal and they did Chatayim, as that was Mahapach, the Klala Lebracha, and gave the Koyach, the Klala to be Shailet. But the Gemara is Maisiv, that even though it was Chaza the Klala, everything was Chaza from Klala, Chutz mi Bati Knis, Yesu Bati Midrashus, the Matovu Alecha Yaakov. As Ramesha was Masber, that in Oimek the Gemara means not only the Bracha of Matovu Alecha, but when we're in the Bati Knesias and the Bati Midrashas, then we're Zeichel LeKol HaBrachas, and not Shum Klala could be Shailet Pa. So it's Madgish that the Bracha of a Yid is when we're in the Bati Knesias, the Tfilas, when we're in the Bati Midrashas, when we learn. When at Chas V'Shalom, out of the Bati Midrashas, the Bati Knesias, the Mshachim Achar Goyim, then the Klalas and the bad things could be Shailet on us. Bi'echnon says, "Mebuchaso shalo yisoy rasha yadam arutz lekalim." Nein, Hashem was mahapachit, as the klala was the opposite. As we gave a bracha matayvu, you see that he was right. Shalo yehem bati midrashes ubati knesiyos. Mishkanei secha, you see, shalo yisharatz shalo yisha shchina leim. As Maral of Yechdusha HaGadus says in Gishmak Yisoid, Big Yisoid. He says that Be'emes Bilam understood that the Shayrish Lekol Milas Yisrael is Bashem Nimsayim Bebeis HaMedrash Bebeis HaKneshes. V'zeh Pirish Amat Toivu Alecha Yaakov. That's the Shayrish HaKol Lekol HaToiv. So we say every day when we come to the Beis HaKneshes in the morning, Mat Toivu Alecha Yaakov. Doing Magish. The Beis HaKnesses, the Beis HaMedrash, is Kol HaToiv. As Bilam knew, the only way he could give a klala is if he stops it. So that's why he tried to stop it. Begam dinyin hasheni shlo yishra shchina, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a toiv u'meitiv, shayir shlo kol ha-mukar ha-brachas. There's a shra shchina. Nothing, no bad thing could be shailed on them. As he had to try to be mafsik, that in yet. He said, we all could be misayra and nechshivas of this inyan, to be always in the Beis HaMedrash, always in the Beis HaKnesses. Vayidei zeh, v'zeichet hashra shechina, it's ki yadua. Person who's loymed, he's zeichet, kol makom asher aske shmi avoy alecho v'erech tichon, v'andin in tfila. Makom of Hashra Shchina and the Beis HaKnesses. It's not two separate things. It's one kava, the same thing. The Makom Beis Medrash and Beis HaKnesses brings the Hashra Shchina, which are Bichav HaRei Sechanu. Lez Hashem. Basizun Zerah Avoida. To be Mahapach Kol HaKlales. To always be Munach in the Beis HaMedrash and the Beis HaKnesses.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.